Hi, thank you for sharing this time with us. This is Freedomizer Radio. You're listening to the Mad Scientist Exposed Show. And it seems that, I'm sorry, I had my time zones mixed up. So if I'm late, please bear with me. I'd like to talk about the movie Vaxxed, if you have seen it. So if you have seen the movie Vaxxed, I have not. I would love to hear your review of it. It's the story of Dr. William Thompson, as I understand it. He's the CDC researcher who about a year and a half ago came out and announced that he wished to testify to Congress that there was some fraud going on at the CDC about the data they were collecting about the MMR vaccine and how it was possibly affecting children, causing autism in some cases, particularly in little black boys who had a 300 elevated autism rate as opposed to the general population when they received the MMR vaccine. So if you've heard it, if you've seen the movie, please give us a call and at 347-324-3704 and press 1 to speak, or if you just want to listen in, you can just call that number and listen in. There's also the Blog Talk Radio app that you can install on your phone, and you can listen at freedomizerradio.com. They have a listen live page. So movies that I have seen are mostly things on YouTube. I saw Bought a while back about the intertwining of the pharmaceutical industry with the vaccine industry, and just the FDA and the CDC and the revolving doors and all that. And there's other movies that are out there. One is called Direct Order, where the U.S. military has been, in the past, been ordered to take a multitude of vaccines, and we saw a lot of Gulf War syndrome after the first Gulf War, and it took a lot of time for people to start putting the pieces together, and some of the soldiers came out and said, we believe it was the anthrax vaccine. So, of course, that made me very suspicious a year and a half ago or so when the CDC was found to be mailing the anthrax virus to multiple labs around the country. And the question was, why were they mailing it anywhere? So I would love to believe the best of everybody, but sometimes I can't always do that. So if you're like to call in and tell us what you've seen of the movie Vax, that would be wonderful. Movies out there on YouTube that I've seen, one was a talk by a Dr. Kent, who talks about that there's all kinds of viruses and things in a lot of vaccines out there, and they're not necessarily labeled on the package insert, delayed diseases that come out of that, whether it's a few days later or a couple of months later. There's all kinds of autoimmune diseases because they are messing with your immune system when you take a vaccine. And, my kids are grown now, and we did the vaccine schedule at the time. Now it's multiple times the size of the schedule it was when my kids were little. But I can tell you, my son, I always wondered exactly, how did he get such horrible eczema that hit him at exactly 6 months old? And it took me close to 20 years to piece the pieces together. I wandered into Facebook vaccine questioning groups because I was just curious. Somebody invited me to join one of them, and the more I read, the more I was like, oh my gosh, those pictures of people's kids look like my kid, and this ailment sounds like my kid, and stories about children with asthma, children with of course, there's a lot of autism stories. And what shocked me the most was, somebody posted a question. Why did you decide against vaccines. And within a couple hours, she had over 100 responses of this family member had that reaction, this family member had that this reaction, and horrible, crippling ailments. I mean, I feel blessed that my kids only got some skin conditions, but and then there was the phenomenal number of people who had lost babies or siblings as babies, they just died. And that what really shocked me the most. And there's no way the industry doesn't know this stuff. So there's, of course, the VAERS Vaccine Injury Reporting Database, V-A-E-R-S. That was instituted, in, I believe it was 1986. I think Reagan signed it. There were people trying to sue the vaccine industry when their child was injured, and Congress didn't want, you know, the whole vaccine industry to shut down. They believed it was a, you know, national good to prevent diseases. So what they did is they removed the liability of the vaccine manufacturers and set up this database so that there could be a government reimbursement for injury type of situation. And so they, you know, these families go through vaccine court, and as I understand it from what I've been reading, it's very difficult to actually reach the point of receiving compensation for the injury. You know, as a parent, I know the money can never recover, you know, can never really compensate if your child is injured or if your child is even deceased from one of these things. There's just no recovering from that. So, anyway, you know, if you have injuries in your family, you can, you know, report that and hope your way through it. And, you know, maybe you'll be one of the few who succeed in pressing your case. And I understand there's been well over $1 billion paid out since that time. And anyway, if you've seen the movie Vaxxed, please give us a call. The number is 347-324-3704. And hopefully some people that have seen it. I know it played recently in the Phoenix area, and I had some family obligations going on, and I just wasn't able to see it myself. But as I understand it, every place it plays is just totally sold out. So I'm glad that that those seats were filled that I didn't fill. So I have a call coming in, and let's see what he has to say here.
Hello.
Hi, thank you for calling. So what's your name, please?
Hi, Ed.
Hi, Ed.
My name is Ed.
Have you seen the movie Vax? Would you like to comment on it?
I've heard a lot of good things about it, and that is the kind of movie that I would like to see. But I was listening to you, and you know what occurred to me? I'm an immigrant. You know, I was very little when we came to the United States from Europe, and my parents have always been outside the system. Do you know what I mean? They were not part of the medical system, especially. My mother, I can't remember a time she went to the doctor, and I really can't remember a time my dad went to the doctor. And the only time that I think my dad got vaccinations was when he was having a toe amputated in the winter of 1992, and then he passed away about 4 months later. I believe that they did definitely gave him a vaccination at that time because they wanted to catch him up on his shots, you know. And then he took ill, and they never really did. They really were not sure what killed him, but he passed away April 15th, you know, the following spring. And he just got weaker and weaker and weaker. And they thought, oh, he might have cancer, you know, or something, but was not sure. And my mother lived to be 93, and I don't think I remember that she was ever vaccinated for anything. Now, me personally, I've had good health. I've stayed just by accident away from doctors because I never had to go. I just had my childhood vaccinations, you know. That's all I remember is the ones we all waited in line for in grade school back in the late 1950s, you know, the mumps and chicken pox and smallpox and whatever. And we've all been out of the system, you know.
Are you sure that's what they were for? Are you sure that's what they were for? Because as I recall, the chicken pox vaccine came out in like the early to mid-90s.
Oh, in that case, maybe not. But I remember we had two or three different. We had two or three. We definitely had the smallpox vaccination. And then, of course, also at that time, they were trying to get rid of polio. So I must have had polio vaccination. And
but so how old was
but
your
I just
father when
I just
he passed?
my father was 89, and he was also a 2-pack-a-day cigarette smoker for most of his adult life. And but he didn't have anything wrong with his lungs. In other words, it wasn't like lung cancer or anything like that. And he just mysteriously got sick and got sicker and sicker and paler, you know, and thinner. And that was the end of him. Now, my brother, he was not really a doctor goer. I mean, I don't remember him ever being sick with anything in terms of an illness or even an accident. And he's 84 right now. And I don't know what his status is with shots, but I just feel, just based on my family and their experiences, I think we've been very lucky or very healthy by not being part of the establishment and not taking these shots at the drop of a hat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. My own mom complains that when the the one that came out in 76, I believe that was the swine flu vaccine.
Oh, yeah.
And she was the first in the family to go. And it's like they had this newfangled injector. It wasn't a regular needle shot. It was some kind of injector that they were going to, like, air inject it into you. It's like something that you'd see on Star Trek. And I think that's the only time they ever used that kind of thing. But she always thought that it was a result of that shot that she ended up with one or two of her toes that were numb. And they were numb for quite a long time.
Oh,
and
no.
And on that particular vaccination campaign, there were people who died of Guillain-Barre, and people were crippled by Guillain-Barre, just from that vaccine. And so because of her complaints at the time, you know, the rest of the family, we never got around to getting that shot, and thank God she covered. But there were later in the 2000s. Now, the industry swears that this can't happen, but I don't believe it because I've seen it with my own eyes. She was perfectly healthy, went to the doctor who examined her, listened to her lungs, pronounced her healthy, and gave her a pneumonia shot. And within 24 hours, she was in the emergency room with pneumonia, and the nurse was shaking her head to me, saying, pray that she makes it, but be prepared if she doesn't. And that was so fast. There was nobody. The rest of our family has ever gotten enough shots on that.
And
but
she was perfect.
Course,
and she was perfectly fine when she went into the hospital. I mean,
she
didn't
had
have
the
anything like that.
You know, signature that she was perfectly fine before that happened. Mm. So there's, if nothing else, even if there's no fraud going on, their vaccines are imperfect.
Mm-hmm.
They're absolutely imperfect. And so when I think, I stop and think about it, you know, we have this 300-year-old paradigm now of injecting disease to prevent disease. And maybe it worked when it was just a couple of diseases and you had this rampant plague that was wiping out half the population and you wanted to stop the cold. You might have had some validity. But the number of diseases now that we inject for, I think it's close to 20, and it's up to like 70 shots. By the time this little kid enters kindergarten, it's like, wow, we're just over the top. So
I wish that I had some more incidents to tell you about, but the only one that I can think of was that a lady friend who has a very young boy, I guess he's 5 now, but in the last year she had to take him to the doctor for whatever the reason was. She had to take him to the doctor. And I remember that the following week, he was very sick. He was, I don't know all his symptoms. He had a raging temperature. All of a sudden, he had like 104 temperature and, you know, was coughing a lot and stuff like that. And she had to take him back to the doctor. So I just asked her because I realized that there was this thing about vaccinations, you know, anti-vax. I'd already heard about it. So I said, did they by any chance, update his vaccinations? And she said, oh, yeah, well, they were going to do that. And I said, they did, definitely. Oh, yeah. I said, don't you think it's kind of strange that, you know, he got so sick the week after they gave him the vaccinations? She said, yeah, I never thought about it. Yeah, that's what they do to kids, you know. She was definitely not thinking very clearly about this as an issue. She just refused to believe that there was an issue about it.
Was this
so
recently?
It's just very sad. This was about 6 months ago. Yeah, yeah. This happened in Tucson, Arizona. Yeah, in Tucson.
So did he recover?
Yes. Oh, he's a beautiful kid. He's usually very healthy, And I must say, I guess the last time I saw him, he's very pale looking, and he has sort of like bags on, I hate to say bags under his eyes, but that's the only thing I can think of comparing it to. He just looks
That's not right.
like a bunch of
For
blood has been withdrawn or something. You know, he looks like some victim of a vampire or something. And maybe it
well,
has to do with the vaccination.
I could
And I
tell
saw him
you how
earlier.
my own kids. Some of my kids were really, really picky eaters, and if her kid is a picky eater, that might be the reason for the bags under the eyes.
No,
I don't
actually, I've
know.
been with them. I've been with them for breakfasts, and I think once I was with them for a buffet, and the kid eats like nobody's business, and he'll just put it away,
Oh, good.
And he's
Good.
not
So
picky. I
he'll
mean, he'll
be,
put.
he'll
Yeah.
grow up to be sturdy, you know,
Well,
that.
his mom, his, if his mom puts stuff on his plate, he just eats it up. You know, he doesn't leave one thing behind or anything. He just eats it up. So it's not that he's a picky eater, but still, he looks pale and kind of listless. You know, it's weird. It is weird. Maybe she should get some blood work done on him or something like that. I don't know. What do you think?
I get some blood. I don't know. I mean, I don't
Yeah.
know what,
Oh,
how
yeah, we
bad he
shouldn't be
looks
talking
or.
medicine here. We're not doctors. We shouldn't be talking about medicine, you
No,
know,
we're
or
not doctors. We can just speak our own
anything.
personal experience,
Yeah.
and there are people that will
Definitely it
argue
is.
with us.
Yeah.
Oh, no, what you saw was coincidence. But, how many coincidences do you need to see before it's real data,
Wow. And is there some
So.
connection between vaccinations and autism? Somebody told me that, and I just wasn't sure.
Yeah, that's what the movie Vaxxed is about. The story
Oh, I
is
didn't know.
Dr.
Yeah.
William Constant, who he came out and came clean, and he was calling other scientists and saying, "I can't live with myself anymore. I want to tell my story." And the story is that when he was at the CDC, they had a bunch of data that showed, particularly for little black boys, that
Wow.
their autism rate was much higher after that vaccine, the MMR vaccine, than it was for the general population. So they've come out and made a movie about it, and it's packed houses. So
Wow.
I, when it came through Phoenix, I had too many family obligations going on. I couldn't see it. I wanted to see it. That's why I want to hear from
Oh, a
people that have
shame.
seen it. I want to hear from people that have seen it. So.
Did you get to look at a review on it? You know, like almost every movie that comes out gets a review from either Rotten Tomatoes or was it IMDb or something like that. You know, they have reviews. See what kind of. Was it at a film festival?
Well, it's not a festival. It's actually making its way around the country in art houses.
Oh, art houses.
So,
Okay.
yeah. Now I know the one guy supposedly wrote a review for the Huffington Post, but I read his review. He was mostly talking about he was defending climate change agenda stuff
Oh.
and he was anti-fracking, and he's just listing all these other scientific controversies, and at the bottom he mentioned he had seen the movie Vax, but he didn't say anything about it. He just mentioned he had seen it, and the Huffington Post
That's
fired
really
him.
strange. Wow.
Let me see if I can find recover his name.
Wow, I'm being distracted by something on the TV. Do you know how
Oh,
many votes
you
there are
are.
between Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton? Three votes.
No.
Three single votes.
Wow.
77,000
Well, I don't think either of
voted
them are
Democrat.
vaccine skeptics. I know
Oh,
Trump is a
yeah.
vaccine skeptic.
Are either of them
No, I
skeptic?
think
No.
Trump is the only vaccine skeptic up there. Ben Carson actually,
Has Hillary ever mentioned it? Has she ever mentioned it in her campaign? Vaccination?
I would have to Google that up. I don't know.
Interesting. That's interesting stuff. Well, I wish you a lot of luck on your new radio show. That's fabulous that you can get
Oh,
people on
thank
here
you.
and,
Yeah, well, something went
that's
a
good.
little haywire. I'm not sure if it was a time zone misunderstanding or not. I was logging in to prep for the show, which I believed was at 4:30, and it told me my time was 3 o'clock. Now that's more than a time zone issue.
Well, now, oh my goodness. I hope that, well, then when do you end? When does the.
Well,
okay.
I'll
You
keep
seem a little late,
talking to
though, so does that.
Yeah.
I just wonder if you're,
So,
you're going to take any time at the end of your show.
Garrett says, this is MotherJones.com. Hillary Clinton says all kids should get vaccinated, but she wasn't always so certain. And this was posted a little over a year ago, so that nobody was a declared candidate at the time. And with the measles cases in the United States at a 20-year high, some Republican presidential hopefuls have gotten heat for pandering to, quote unquote, to conservative voters who doubt extensive scientific evidence that vaccines don't cause autism. Well, this was put out in February 3rd, 2015. Dr. William Thompson came out in August 2014, and the mainstream media mostly ignored him, except for, you know, the health sites that wanted to talk about it.
Unless I'm mistaken, Trump brought it out in a talk with Carson when they were in the debate. He kind of took Carson to task a little bit somewhere about something about vaccinations.
They asked him, your position on vaccinations. You know, they asked Ben Carson, and then they asked Trump, and then Trump gave such a good case, you know, hey, we shouldn't be giving so many vaccines to little babies in such concentrated numbers. We should spread them out or whatever. So they went back to Ben Carson and said, well, what do you think of Trump's answer? He'd make a pretty good doctor. And yeah, there's no reason to against spreading them out or whatever. Now, he had previously said, well, of course all kids should get all their vaccines and all this stuff, but he didn't object to spreading them out. And he didn't object to Trump's skepticism. They're both fathers and grandfathers, it is, taking a vaccine is always a risky thing because they're injecting you with some form of disease that you're trying to prevent. And if there's, if your immune system is immature or missing a particular nutrient that maybe you're behind on, maybe your reaction will be bad. And there's also all the other adjuvants they add to them, which are supposed to, poke your immune system and make sure it recognizes that it's gotten injected with a disease to fight. And, there's all these things about the ingredients in vaccines. And so when they got – and Dr. Ben Carson, he had a history of being the chairman of the board for Vaccinogen Corporation, which is working on a cancer vaccine, not the HPV, Gardasil cervical cancer thing, but it's different – cancer vaccine where, they inject you a little bit of the cancer and you do, develop an immunity to it. And so he had been involved in the vaccine industry. And when he essentially agreed with Trump, that was the end of it. The Republican debate process never asked anybody again about the vaccine issue because
it's amazing.
Too much of a hot potato out there. There's a lot of legitimate scientists out there saying, look, we got to look at this closer, or there's actually been fraud committed, or, what do you tell a parent when, you vaccinate their child and they don't live through it?
Carson strikes me as a very honest person and probably just kind of pushed a button, but thoughtfully thinking, actually, they shouldn't be giving so many vaccines at one time.
Yeah,
and maybe that led to his decision to drop out from the organization that he was in.
Early on in the campaign, when I realized he was at the time or had recently been a vaccine executive, and he was making statements along with the other candidates, on the issue because the media was pressing them at the time, trying to get everybody to close ranks against, vaccine skeptics. I wrote him really early on and I said, look, you can't be making blanket statements that all families should get all vaccines for their kids because there's all this, reaction stuff. But people have legitimate philosophical and religious objections because you can go to the CDC and pull up the ingredients list for them. And anywhere it says, the embryonic
ingredient.
Now I'm missing the word for it. But there really is fetal tissue involved in the production, aborted fetal tissue involved in the production of vaccines. So it's human diploid. Any vaccine that has human diploid in the ingredients list, that's
human. That's, That's listed in the ingredients. That's listed.
It,
that's
that
how it would be
comes
listed.
from,
Human
yeah.
backward.
There's only like a handful or less of lines of, and there was big news a couple of, I don't know, like a month or so ago, that they've developed some new lines, because the lines that they've been using for so long were from aborted fetuses from the 60s. So just like regular, like anybody, these cells have been aging, the cell line. And so these people, had they been born, would be in their 50s or, you know, late 40s. And so, you know, they're aging, and that has genetic consequences, you know, the shortening collar beans and things. And there's only so, you know, a vaccine embryo line will have a normal human lifespan. And so these things are getting kind of old, and so they've been working on pulling out new human lines for new productions of vaccines and stuff that, you know, start at a younger age, so, you know, keep the industry going. And that, but, you know, people have legitimate objections to injecting fetal cell tissue from other people's abortions into their own children. And so I wrote that. I filled it all out for Carson, and I said, you know, if as some of these news sites say that you've actually resigned from Vaccinogen's board, how come Vaccinogen's website still has you on it? And they had a big picture up, all this stuff, and that went on for months. And finally, in October of last year, their website, and I don't know if he had to twist their arms to get them off, or if they just were finally getting around to updating their website. I don't know, but if he had continued his presidential campaign with that blaring thing there, I believe that would have hurt his campaign. Now, certainly with the way the campaigns have gone since then, I mean, I think he's an honest man, and I think there's a lot of honest doctors out there.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
when they go into medical school, they're immersed in this paradigm, and they a lot of them truly believe they're helping people. And but, you know, there's a few that they get a little bit, you know, too pushy and bully, and they'll send parents fleeing out, you know, to just find another doctor somewhere. So, I mean, there are pediatricians out there saying, well, if you don't vaccinate your kids, you can't come here anymore. And so,
what crosses the line with me is, why do they think it's a good idea, or why would I think it's a good idea to inject part of an aborted baby's, you know, cell into another human body? It just seems creepy.
Yeah.
Even if the cell is not alive, you know,
to develop the viruses, you know, to mm-hmm. grow as many viruses as they need in order to make the vaccine for so many millions of people. And
yeah.
since it's a virus that affects human beings, they think it's a good thing to cultivate these. You know, if they're using it like garden dirt. If you want to plant your plant in garden dirt, then, you know, so they want to grow the viruses like a farm, and they need a substrate or whatever to grow them in. And that's, since they're known to infect humans, you know, these particular viruses.
They're doing too much of that. Look, you know, that reminds me then of Monsanto. Isn't it Monsanto that has Roundup? And how, you know, it kills every, it doesn't just kill the good, the bad stuff, but also kills the good
plants. Don't make me use the mute button, watch your language.
It's terrible. I just reject it. I reject that whole idea, you know, that kind of manipulation and control over genetics, over life forms, over botany, over humanity. You know, it's just too much. It's just too much of it. Well, you know, thank you very much. I'm so glad I called in and got a chance to talk to you.
I'm glad you called too. Yeah, I should give a chance for other people that have, people that have actually seen the movie to give us a call and give us a review. There are some reviews out there. You know, Rotten Tomatoes has some reviews. So
I'll look at some reviews, and I'll keep listening. I'll listen for you next week too. Okay.
Thank you. Thanks for calling. The website, the Rotten Tomatoes here. And I thought I found the movie Vaxxed. Let's see. Any reviews? Oh, come on. To go on to reviewing something else. There. Oh, here it is. The tomato meter, 67%. Critics, consensus. No consensus yet. People, the audience score, 77% liked it. Oh, that's nice. Here, I'll add it to my want to see list. So I'm glad it's getting reviews positive, at least from the audience members. Only 77%. I wonder why the other 23% don't particularly like it. Well, I don't know. It's hard to come to terms with the fact that you've injured a child with vaccines. I know all three of my kids had the chickenpox vaccine, and my daughter has never had chickenpox, but you know, she does have some skin conditions going on, you know, and that could be, you know, she's an adult now in her 20s. I don't know if it's that vaccine or any other vaccine or allergies, which can be vaccine-induced. I really don't know. Now, my sons, I don't know, a year or so after they got the chickenpox vaccine, they both got raging cases of chickenpox. So there's no guarantee that it will even help you. On Green Med Info that substantial amounts of, you know, vitamin C can help you prevent these related diseases, chickenpox and shingles. And shingles is a terrible thing. It's related to the chickenpox vaccine. In fact, the chickenpox virus. In fact, it might be the same virus. And but shingles is this rash, mostly in your torso, and it can be very blistering and very painful, and supposedly like the chicken pox is just a couple weeks and it goes away for most people. But in my own family, I had a relative that it just kept coming back. And they were giving him Zostrix cream and things like that, and it helped a little bit, but he was out of work. He was in such pain because his wife took him to see an acupuncturist, because the mainstream medicine, they were at the end. They couldn't help him anymore because they really hadn't helped him at all. And so when he heard that she made an appointment with a acupuncturist, he was like, "What? Are you crazy?" But, you know, he had been in such pain anyway. It didn't matter. So he went, and it was a nice Chinese doctor. I don't know if he actually did acupuncture on him, but he prescribed things like ginseng and things that he had him back to work in about a week. At least he was back part-time. And in, you know, 3 or 4 weeks or so, he could go back full-time. But I think now I've looked up, I believe ginseng has at least some vitamin C in it. And if what he was missing, and if that, you know, sounds like it coincides with the Green Med Info article that I've read about, you know, you can nip shingles in the bud with vitamin C. If I knew anybody with chickenpox these days, I would say take vitamin C. Well, vitamin C can't really hurt you, I don't think. You know, just eat a bunch of oranges, eat a bunch of fruit. I mean, I'm not saying take pills. Anytime you can get the vitamins you need in a food, then I don't think it could hurt you. You know, it was kind of funny. There was another article I read. The B complex vitamins, they help you not sunburn. Well, I didn't want to go buy some, you know, B vitamin pills. So I just Googled up, okay, what has B vitamins, and berries were among them. And I have, you know, white Irish freckle skin. And ever since moving to Arizona, I could sunburn within about 5 minutes, you know. So I got really good with the sunscreen, or I'd wear hats. And that's pretty much, since I don't like the feel of sunscreen, I just generally wear hats and sleeves and stay out of the sun. Well, I thought, I'm going to try this thing with the B complex vitamins. And so I told me berries, you know, Google told me berries have those vitamins in them. So I started putting berries in my smoothies. And I thought, you know, berries, you know, a sweet fruit, a citrus fruit, and berries makes a really delicious smoothie. And I found I could actually go out and ride my bike around the neighborhood for an hour and not get burned, where before it was 5 to 10 minutes, and I was right. So it's just been a wonderful discovery for me to say, okay, what prevents this, condition or reaction? And if I find, okay, a certain vitamin is related to it, then I search out, okay, what foods contain this particular nutrient? And it's been a nice experience. I've managed to thwart several maladies that used to plague me. So, hoping to hear from somebody that has seen the movie Vax, and give me a call at 347-324-3704. And so I'm going to take a commercial break now while you all dial your phones, 347-324-3704.
How would you like to make your work more enjoyable, be more creative and relaxed, all while sitting at your desk? That's exactly what my Serenity Rug has done for me. This revolutionary footrest, I can't even call it a footrest, because this thing encourages movement of your feet, which results in more blood flow. While traditional footrests advocate the motionless placement of your feet, I found that I'm unconsciously digging my feet into the long, soft grass strands of the Serenity Rug. It delivers an incredibly relaxing sensation that closely resembles the feeling of an exotic foot massage. If you have ever had a foot massage that made you want to stay there for hours, you know what I'm talking about. If you have not heard about the Serenity Rug, check them out at serenityrug.com and join the exclusive Serenity Rug community and enjoy a feeling of comfort and relaxation that most will never experience. They've sold out before, so I suggest you do your feet a favor and grab one of these. Again, that's serenityrug.com.
You are listening to Freedomizer Radio, where freedomizers freedomize freedom.
You're an activist. You have a cause and an idea, but you also have lots of questions. You need help. After all, teams have coaches, corporations have consultants, and even politicians have campaign managers. But who do activists turn to? The Solutions Institute. We are a collection of professionals and activists from across the political spectrum. Our goal is to teach, motivate, and put all the necessary tools for activism in your hands without charge. Learn more or submit your project at solutions-institute.org.
Are you sick of being a chump, lied to by politicians and businessmen alike, watching as the world slowly burns, as trillions of debts racked up under your grandchildren's names? Hi, I'm Ben Lucifer Bernanke Cochran. I'm asking that you tune into my weekly radio show, The Patriot Power Hour with Lucifer Bernanke, each Thursday night at 6 p.m. Eastern on Freedomizer Radio. Look, I'm not trying to sell you anything here. I just need your help fighting these banks of scum. The sycophants, behind all the wars, failed healthcare system. I mean, they own all the mega banks, all the mega corporations. They own the media, of course. They've already conquered most of humanity, really. And their juiciest final target. Well, we're next. America's next. So I'm not going out without fighting. So join me Thursday as I use my background in finance and risk management to decode breaking news and developments, all while helping to prepare you and your family for the future waves of financial terrorism that are sure to come. Thursday nights, 6 p.m. Eastern, only on FreedomizerRadio.com.
Hey, Freedomist, join me, Proof Negative, weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together. Right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Shalom and praises to the Father. More and more, we see the lies and the deceptions of the world, where it should be obvious we are in a spiritual battle. So I'd like to invite you to tune into the Sound Doctrine Ministries Fellowship Program, right here on the Freedomizer Radio Network, where we will reason together according to the Holy Scriptures. Also, blessing you with an occasional guest, our spiritual common sense commentary, and spiritual uplifting songs that give praises to our Father. You can call in and speak to our host, or just listen to the show at 347-324-3704 every Tuesday and Saturday, noon Pacific Standard Time, 2 p.m. Central, right here on the Freedomizer Radio Network, or You can tune into our chat room at freedomizerradio.com. Blessings and peace to your heart.
Hi, so we're back, and I was hoping that somebody might call us with their own personal review of the movie Vax. Maybe everybody's in the movie house now, and they're not giving me a call. Anyway, so there are some reviews online. Here's one from The Guardian, and it says, the headline, Vaxxed Review, one-sided film leaves the elephant in the room. I wonder what that means. The anti-vaccination documentary, pulled from the Tribeca Film Festival, but screened in New York on Friday, offers a biased look at a controversial topic. They have a picture of Dr. Andrew Wakefield and a couple other people viewing the screen. Despite continued notices by leading medical journals that there is no connection between vaccines and autism, some persist in claiming that one exists. Adding fuel to this fire is a controversial documentary, Vax, From Cover-Up to Catastrophe, making its theatrical debut in New York this week. That was a couple of weeks ago. Whereas other conspiracies are easily shrugged off, the fact that this revolves around protecting children has given the film more attention, even though the research behind it has been thoroughly debunked. Well, I'm sorry that they are stating it in that fashion, because, in fact, debunking has been undebunked. Dr. Wakefield is the doctor from the late 90s who first drew the connection between the MMR vaccine and the serious gut distress that many autistic children suffer. And that was the basis of his paper. His partner, he had a partner that worked on that paper with him. It was published in the journal, and then the journal retracted it. The speculation is that it was under pressure from vaccine pharmaceuticals, and took both these doctors' medical licenses. The uproar in Britain did. Now that his partner has since sued and had his medical license restored, whereas Dr. Wakefield had relocated to the U.S. Now with this precedent of the medical license being restored to his partner, and because they really hadn't committed fraud, although I don't believe any journal republished paper, he's got a case to stand on, and he's suing to get his medical license back in Great Britain. And obviously this is a very hot potato topic, because, you know, for so many decades, nearly 100% of at least Western population has been vaccinating their children. So to claim that, oh, it's long debunked, well, the debunking, from what I've been reading, the debunking has been debunked. So it was really a sad time that there was such pressure to bear on the Tribeca Film Festival to withdraw it from its lineup, but that, in fact, got it more publicity, and the movie is making its round to the art houses around the country. So that review, that's the first half of the review. When we get down to the bottom, it's worth noting that Vaxxed was probably headed straight to the junk heap with all other conspiracy films, but it ended up being programmed for, then pulled from the Tribeca Film Festival. Boy, I don't think this is biased journalism to you. Well, that's sarcasm a little bit. The received wisdom made only more suspicious by its denial is that Tribeca's co-founder, Robert De Niro, the father of an autistic child, requested it be shown. When Vax got yanked, the producers quickly four-walled the screen in Manhattan's Angelica Film Center, and its first showing was for 11 a.m. on a Friday, well-populated. There is, of course, the question of whether we'd be discussing the movie at all were it not for the Tribeca fallout. Well, I knew we would be in the anti-vax community, but as we've seen, determining causality is something that can lead to endless debate. Well, yeah, because if a parent watches their child, brings a child home from a vaccine session at the pediatrician, and then they watch the reactions unfold, and of course they're told to expect some reactions, because they're told, if there's a fever, give them Tylenol, let them sleep, let them eat, make sure they're hydrated, all the standard stuff. But if the child keeps progressing down the road of reactions until, they can't talk anymore, and then then they go back to their doctor, and then the doctor will say, well, that wasn't a related reaction. That's something else. He was born with that or whatever. And, of course, it's always arguing because people see what they see. And if you throw statistics at them, you're essentially just calling them stupid, and they're not going to stand for that. They know their child. They know that they want the best for their child. They know how their child was developing and how now it's not anymore. So, of course, there's always going to be pushback on that kind of a thing. So if you'd like to speak up on the subject, please give us a call. And remember, the phone number is 347-324-3704. Let's see if we can find another review of the movie. I don't think I even want to read this one. Baxter Review, Andrew Wakefield's shoddy anti-vaccination movie. Well, I don't think it'll do it for me. I'm not even going to waste your time with it. Let's try The Hollywood Reporter. There's a picture of a man here drinking a baby bottle with headset on, but this is a full-grown man, so I don't know why he's drinking a baby bottle. Vax, from cover-up to catastrophe, film review. This is by, they don't have the author's name. This review is dated April 1st. Don't know who wrote the review, but somebody at The Hollywood Reporter did. Andrew Wakefield's controversial documentary receiving a hurried theatrical release after being pulled from the Tribeca Film Festival, attempts to prove the link between the MMR vaccine and autism. It turns out that getting bumped from the Tribeca Film Festival is the best thing that could have happened to Andrew Wakefield's documentary alleging a link between vaccines and autism. Well, Andrew Wakefield was there and, you know, part of the production team, but in fact it was Dr. William Thompson's story. It was not Andrew Wakefield's story. And he's the guy, the CDC whistleblower, who's been waiting now close to 2 years, not quite, maybe a year and a half, to testify before Congress. Congress never heard him, but there was Senator Congressman Posey who took his testimony and entered it into the record, but it was not testimony before committee. It wasn't a question and answer kind of thing. It wasn't for the whole House or Senate here. It was just before one legislator. Anyway, the review goes on. Had it been given its one or two showings at the festival, Vax from cover-up to catastrophe might have received a tiny theatrical release and then been relegated to the obscurity accorded to so many similar efficacy documentaries. But when Robert De Niro first defended its inclusion in the festival and then reversed himself a day later after a firestorm of controversy, the film received far more attention than it would have otherwise received. It's not exactly coincidental that a theatrical opening was hurriedly scheduled for a mere 4 days later. Well, you know, there's a lot of controversial movies out there that get a lot of play. And as I understand it, some of Al Gore's works and Michael Moore's works are still floating around out there. So anyway, it goes on. The people behind the doc have taken pains to say that it isn't anti-vaccine, and technically they're right, in the way that Donald Trump sometimes is. Donald Trump? What does he have to do with this? Anyway, I know a lot of people that say that they're not anti-vaccine, they're pro-safe vaccine. And maybe that's true for a lot of people. The more I've read about it, I get more pulled toward the anti-vaccine thing, just because injecting disease to prevent disease is, you know, once I've thought about it, it's really hard for me to swallow. But the other thing is there have been reported cases and doctors that will testify from Africa that some of the vaccines over there have been weaponized. And that's very, very hard to swallow at first until you read their evidence. But the tetanus vaccine has a much, in parts of Africa, particularly Kenya, have a much higher booster schedule for women of childbearing age than for any other part of the population. And that's what tipped them off that there was something going on. And so the report is that they some of the vials tested, and they did find HCG, pregnancy hormone, in there. So the vaccine was designed, well, maybe to make somebody immune to tetanus, but also make them immune to pregnancy and cause miscarriages. So once there's something like that going on, there's somebody at the top, I don't know who, with some agendas that might not necessarily agree with the person who's actually taking the vaccine. So, I mean, if these women wanted to be immune to pregnancy, I suppose they could have asked for it. I know I wrote an article many months ago when this first came out because I was just outraged that, you know, you Google up, you know, the Kenya tetanus vaccine thing and you find Snopes. And Snopes says, oh, that's totally false. It's totally false. But then nowhere in their article do they say why they think it's false, because they even cite the press releases from the Kenyan doctors. And so very, very long article. And, well, if it was so good as a quote-unquote contraceptive, then they would be selling it to Western women. And, you know, they could be selling it to Western women, and maybe they are under some other name. But to package it in a tetanus vaccine and not tell the people taking the vaccine that it has this component in it, that smacks of weaponry to me. And so maybe this, I don't know why these Snopes people think it's okay to sneak the stuff in there. And I mean, if they want to market it, then market it. If they don't want to market it, then I can't agree with sneaking these ingredients in. So anyway, that goes on from there. So I, because of that, I have come out myself anti-vaccine, and I tend to, you know, go off on these rants with my family members, and they're like, oh, you know, we've heard it all before. Go get a radio show. So, so if y'all, okay, well, I'm going to ask again next week who has seen the Vax movie, because I want to hear your review of it. And anyway, the review goes on. The people behind the documentary have taken pains to say that it is an anti-vaccine, and technically they're right, and they make this bizarre Donald Trump thing in the way that Donald Trump sometimes is. It attempts to prove a link between one vaccine, in particular the MMR, measles, mumps, and rubella, and the dramatic rise in autism cases in recent years. The film also attempts to make the case that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, committed fraud and misrepresented its scientific findings using its whistleblower, Dr. William Thompson, as key witness. Well, this is, so far, this review is more truthful than the last one that we read. Except that Thompson doesn't exactly appear in the film. Rather, his voice is included via excerpts of phone calls recorded without his knowledge between him and Dr. Brian Hooker, biologist and anti-vaccination activist whose son suffers from autism. Now, I believe I heard by making these recordings, he made sure that he was recording them in a state where it was legal to do so. And I guess maybe they're saying that Dr. Thompson should have had his lawyer with him researching all the states. I don't know. I mean, we had the same kind of thing back in the Monica Lewinsky days and people that she was talking to by phone who kept recordings and ultimately ended up with the bill, with the big Bill Clinton scandal and the blue dress and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, the laws vary from state to state. It's not necessarily a bad thing to record your phone calls, depending which state you're living in. Anyway, thus we hear Thompson claiming that the CDC's studies were falsified and apologizing for not doing more to expose the fraud. Vaxxed was directed by Andrew Wakefield, and I would say that he shouldn't give up his day job except that he no longer has one. Well, he does. He gives talks all over the country because whether published study was retracted or not, he believes in his work. He's been at it for almost 20 years. He has helped children recover their gut health, if not more. And, you know, just by identifying the cause of the gut health problem, he spends his life trying to help people. So anyway, the reviewer goes on, not being an expert in autism or vaccination issues, it's not for me to make judgments about the information presented. On the surface, the documentary makes some compelling arguments, although most of its power is emotional rather than informational. Well, if you can't get a journal to publish your findings, well, That's what you're left with, is people's own witnesses, the lives that have been destroyed. And, of course, that's emotional when people's lives are destroyed. Anyway, it goes on. A procession of anguished, tearful parents deliver impassioned testimony about how their once normal, beautiful children began to exhibit regressive behavior almost immediately after their MMR vaccination. Home movie footage of smiling, happy infants is starkly contrasted with later footage of the children, some now in their teens, exhibiting the symptoms of the disease for which scientists have not determined a cause, or my injection here, have not admitted determining a cause. We also see unsettling PSA television spots, both pro and con, about vaccinations, featuring young children parroting the lines they've been fed. Yeah, I'd rather keep children out of it. I've been involved in political movements myself, and when I started having children, I either went by myself or I dropped out of those movements. And maybe that's just, you know, I'm sorry that I had to do that to some of those movements I still strongly believe in, but I wanted to protect my children from those movements, not from the people in the movement, but from the issue itself, because some of the evil going on in the world is quite evil, and I wanted my children to have sweet little innocent lives for as long as possible. It's all effective, this goes, the reviewer goes on, but also purely anecdotal. Well, if you define every witness account as anecdotal rather than tabulating them in a table and calling it the data that it is, if you call every data point anecdotal, well, then that's the definition, just by definition. So it goes on, it's more interesting to learn that drug manufacturers are protected by federal law from consumer lawsuits claiming adverse effects from vaccines, and that injury claims are handled by a particular U.S. court that is commonly known as the vaccine court, a term that doesn't exactly inspire confidence. Still, it's hard to take vaxxed arguments seriously, at least according to this reviewer, considering that many of them are made by the likes of the disgraced filmmaker Hooker. Well, what is he disgraced about? Not exactly a major figure in the medical world. Well, I don't care. If you make a good movie, you make a good movie. And Del Bigtree. Sorry, I'm not familiar with that name either. The last afforded the most screen time was formerly a producer of The Doctors, a daytime talk show created by Dr. Phil. Draw your own conclusions. Well, I can't say I've really ever watched Dr. Phil either. If you've seen the Dr. Phil show, maybe you want to give a call and see what you think of his medical opinions. I guess I'm too sheltered to my life. I do most of my data gathering online. I don't watch a lot of TV unless it's YouTube documentaries. And there's, you know, there's a lot of things that I watch on YouTube, because there's a lot of interesting people in the world, and some of it's gardening, some of it's not related to vaccines at all. Some of it's other sciences, and which are things I would like to cover in future episodes of Mad Scientists Exposed here, because a lot of industries have been weaponized. I don't mean industries, I mean sciences. And, you know, I was horrified to come to the realization of how badly the vaccine industry has been weaponized, at least provably, in some parts of the world. And if it's been weaponized there, then it could be used against my family at any time. And so, okay, so we're just going to do the nutrition thing, and we're going to try to keep our immune systems healthy in that way. And if, you know, if we come up with an illness that there's a vaccine available for, our goal is to just get over it, with a healthy immune system. And vaccines are not vitamins. And so some of them might work by pre-exposing your immune system so that it reacts all that much quicker when you're exposed to it a second time. But I personally prefer to take my chance. So there's probably some more reviews out there. I wonder if we're going to find a positive. IndieWire, who's that? Oh, a lot of sad piano music and distressed parents. Well, you know what? Maybe distressed parents are legitimate. Vax, from cover-up to catastrophe, is designed to trick you. I don't even want to. Let me try again. a mind control review of that. For instance, in the review of the Just Released film, and I'm not going to be by the reporter by mentioning him or, I don't know, somebody activist, that activist post. Here's one, Why Our Children Should Hate Us, by the LA Progressive. That sounds intriguing. Why Our Children Should Hate Us. And they, it's the same picture of Dr. Wakefield and two other gentlemen sitting at a computer screen. Oh, and editor, that's, the three gentlemen are Dr. Wakefield, editor Brian Burroughs, and producer Del Bigtree on the right. And he's the guy that you see do the question and answer sessions, which is that online in the videos. Backs the controversial documentary alleging a direct causal relationship between vaccines and exponential increases in autism amongst children is a deeply disturbing and hence critically important piece of work that will cause many sleepless nights for parents of infants everywhere. Not just infants. My kids are grown and I still worry. I twist their arms. You know, my one son sometimes travels out of the country and I'm like, you promised me you don't take any vaccine. So anyway, the reviewer goes on, I had the honor of both watching the film and participating in the discussion afterwards with its producer, Del Bigtree, and director, Dr. Andrew Wakefield. It is a must-see film and deserves to serve as a catalyst for a national discussion of the role of mandatory vaccines for children and the role of the pharmaceutical industry in government decision-making. That's a really important point to make. I don't want to tell people who want vaccines to not get them, but the whole thing about mandatory vaccines, that government overreach, in my opinion, because, you know, here you are, you haven't committed a crime, your little baby has it now mandating vaccines, you know, if they start injecting things through your skin, it's like, that is really creepy to me. And if you, now if you want an education in the state of California, if you want a public school education or any education where people gather in groups, you have to prove that you have all your vaccines. They've dispensed with all philosophical and religious exemptions, which are important if you don't want aborted fetal cell lines injected with the vaccine into your child, in no matter what small amount, no matter how minuscule the percentage it is. It's there. They use these tissues to grow the viruses they're injecting you with. It, the ends do not justify the means to many people of good faith. So they can't believe anything good comes out of it. And so I'm of the belief that a philosophical and religious exemption needs to exist all the time, and California just did away with them. But no, medical exemptions only, and a lot of the doctors are feeling really pressured not to give them. I've come across people in anti-vax groups or vaccine skeptic groups in Facebook where somebody said, look, my older child died of this vaccine, and I can't get a medical exemption for my subsequent children. Like, what kind of a world do we live in? What kind of people would refuse? These people have already lost a child to, you know, from protecting their younger children. I mean, the oldest child is the canary in the cave, I guess, the canary in the mine, and that's a horrible way to live, just a horrible way to live. So, it goes on. So the government overreach is where he leaves off. So the reviewer goes on. What is equally disturbing, however, is that the film represents another in a cascade of documented allegations calling to task not only the corruption of government regulatory agencies, but the corruption of science, and put out a meme last week, or actually it was just a few days ago. Of course I trust science. It's scientists I don't trust, because in every field you have your wonderful geniuses that want nothing but the betterment of mankind and, you know, exploration and learning and improving the life of everyone on the planet. And then you have people that come in with a smirk and they, oh, well, we're, of course we're bettering mankind by suppressing diseases with these vaccines, but they don't care if your child is one of the few that has a horrible, horrible reaction, and the numbers add up. And how many times does 1% of the population, I mean, what does that add up to in the U.S.? 300-something thousand? That pretty soon you're talking real human sacrifice here, and that's not what most parents stand for. anyway, the only corruption of the government regulatory agencies, but the corruption of science and scientific method itself. And to the extent that the current presidential election contest has sparked virulent dissatisfaction with our elected leadership and the institutions of government, we must take this opportunity to seriously question what many had taken for granted, namely that government has as the most solemn mission the protection of public health, safety, and welfare. The film carefully documents decisions by the Centers for Disease Control that lend credence to systemic corruption. As the father of two millennials, I have been bombarded with what has turned out to be a warranted cynicism, criticism, and rejection of government. As one who devoted nearly 40 years to the promotion of public service and government, I have come to reassess my initial reluctance to such criticisms. The kids have every right to be cynical and critical, and as hard as it has parents to accept it, probably no more than we do. The corruption of science and scientific method has manifested itself most prominently in recent years with a spate of attempts to deny the existence of global climate change and the role that continued fossil fuel usage plays in accelerating it. So he's touching on another controversy. He happens to believe one side of it, and I believe another side of it. That's a totally different issue. I don't think mankind is big enough to cause climate change, at least as far as fossil fuels are. Because, you know, when you spew carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, you cause more vegetation growth because vegetation loves carbon dioxide and gives us back the oxygen that we breathe. So anyway, but that's a whole other subject. And who knows, he seems to be falling on one side on one issue and on the other side on the other issue. Finds refuge in the stalling tactical maneuvers preferred by the tobacco industry over half a century ago. These merchants of doubt cast an effective smokescreen that effectively blurs rational thought by an unsuspecting public that would much rather leave it to the experts. And the experts in protecting the public are those we elect to steer the ship of state. Oh, I don't know. I don't elect scientists. I elect my representatives in government who then issue the contracts for research. So, you know, my representatives are choosing the scientists that do this, and I want to believe in science, but I've really come to realize that science is a two-edged sword. For every wonderful thing that's discovered, there are weapons so that can come out of the other side. So, you know, the wonder of nuclear energy on the other side is a nuclear bomb. And I used to think that I was so happy to, I worked in the astronomy industry for a while, the astronomy science, and I was so glad that science hadn't been weaponized, but I was wrong. And maybe it's too much to absorb all at once, but, you know, just realizing that I've been had by the vaccine industry all the way through my kids' childhood, almost to the end, when they came out with the HPV vaccine and they wanted to push it on my sweet young 16-year-old daughter. I'm like, this is not an appropriate vaccine for my daughter because she's not living that lifestyle. She's not going to live that lifestyle. I know her. And, you know, we refused it. Her father and I refused the HPV vaccine for our daughter. And when she came of age at 18, she started refusing it too, and she's refused it all the way through her 20s. And they're finally saying, look, if you don't take it, you're not going to have the insurance coverage to cover it, you know, by some future date. And she's like, that's okay. I don't want it. I'm not going to have it. And all you got to do is go to YouTube and pull up the testimonials about the thousands of girls around the globe that have reacted very horribly to it. And, you know, there are some, yes, there are girls who don't react. I did the math one time, and it seems like for every high school of about 700 students, you're going to have one child that's the HPV. And so it does touch people's lives when things like this happen. So anyway, if you'd like to speak up on these matters, the number here is 347-324-3704. Again, that's 347-324-3704. If you want to just listen, you can call that number, or you call that number and dial 1 to have your number pop up on the screen here, and I'll gladly take your call. So I would like to take another commercial break here, and I'll be back with you in a few minutes.
The Soulfully Beautiful Show focuses on healing, getting over your past, and working on your future.
You should listen to the Soulfully Beautiful Show!
Did you guys know that there's no such state in the United States that requires shoes to be worn while driving a car? Did you also know that there is no such health code requiring shoes to be worn while going into a store or eating in a restaurant? And the thing is that most people think there are laws in relation to this, and this is about freedom. This is about your personal freedoms on what you choose to wear or not wear in this case. So Sierra Larson hosts the Barefoot is Legal show, where you can learn about health benefits, laws that don't exist, as well as more activism in relation to this. And most people in the U.S. are brainwashed. They think there's a requirement to wear shoes to do anything outside. So the whole United States wears flip-flops because they want to not wear shoes, but they think it's against the law. So Sierra Larson will teach you more on that. The show is on Saturdays, Barefoot is Legal Radio. That's 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific. That's 1:30 to 3 Eastern. Only on Freedomizer Radio.
Hello, Freedomizers. Joanne Moretti here, inviting you to join my great co-host Scott Ferrarello and myself, as well as our many correspondents and colleagues, every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, that's noon Pacific, for Zone 13, the best fast-paced news, current events, and investigative report show on the web. We bring you the news the mainstream media won't. Please find us at freedomizerradio.com, where you can listen and chat. Again, please join us for Zone 13, Thursdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific. Hope to see you there, Freedomizers.
Got a spare tire around that waist? Is your muffin top over the top? Do you binge eat uncontrollably? We are the government, and we are here to help you. Here at our free FEMA weight loss camp, we have numerous ways to help you shed those unsightly, unwanted pounds. FEMA, or Fatties, Eating Mitigated, automatically has a communist-style weight loss czar that specializes in centralized weight loss planning and communal extended fasting programs to shed that fat away in no time. Skin and boned means extra toned is the motto. Just remember, there is no way you can do it on your own. We will forcefully assist you into compliance. Failure is not an option in this utopian wonderland. How fantastic! Typical workout regimes include digging ditches and restocking them with dirt, building railways and more. Get life skills while you get lean. How do you join? Simple. Recite the Constitution in a public commons or violate the Patriot Act that includes simple misdemeanors. It's really that easy to get your own fenced-in slice of Americana. Stop being a fatty. The state is your daddy.
Thank you for tuning in to Freedomizer Radio, where we have a 24/7 chat room where you can come and share what's going on in the world with people of like mind. Anything and everything against the New World Order. Dial 347-324-3704 to catch our live show. Beginning at 9 in the morning, Pacific Standard Time, Monday through Friday till midnight, and 9 to 9 on Saturday and Sunday. Take us to the beach. Take us to the park. Take us on a walk with the dog. Only on Freedomizer Radio.
You're an activist. You have a cause and an idea. But you also have lots of questions. You need help. After all, teams have coaches, corporations have consultants, and even politicians have campaign managers. But who do activists turn to? the Solutions Institute. We are a collection of professionals and activists from across the political spectrum. Our goal is to teach, motivate, and put all the necessary tools for activism in your hands without charge. Learn more or submit your project at solutions-institute.org.
Did you know most Americans know nothing or very little about the legal system? I am the Rose, Rose Colombo, longtime legal activist, legal coach, legal advocate, and the author of Fight Back Legal Abuse, Irwin Award winner, and also my latest political satire, Obamacare Dinosaurs, Rednecks, and Radicals, a political satire exposing the evil agendas of Obamacare and redistribution of wealth that leaves you with a thought-provoking ending. Will mankind survive, or will the U.S. natural-born citizen become extinct? It's available at Amazon.com. You can also visit my website at www.fightbacklegalabuse.com for more information. So order your copy today and empower yourself with knowledge before injustices come knocking on your back door unexpectedly.
Vaccines are required for students, employees, immigrants, military members, and international travel. Do you know how to legally avoid them? This is vaccine rights attorney and Freedomizer radio host Alan Phillips. My vaccine exemption ebook can help you avoid the mistakes that have cost others their exemption rights. Get the authoritative guide to vaccine legal exemptions, an ebook available at freedomizerradio.com and vaccinerights.com.
Let freedom ring throughout the land.
And welcome back to Mad Scientists Exposed on Freedomizer Radio, 347-324-3704. If you've seen the movie Vax, or if you want to comment on any aspect of the vaccine industry and, you know, maybe how it's affected your family or maybe trends that you're seeing on social trends. There's news out of the Times of India, Japanese encephalitis jitters, 5 vaccinated cases test positive. Positive for what? It goes on. The state health department, which has a Japanese encephalitis vaccination program, suffered a major embarrassment after 5 of the 175 JE positive cases, I believe that means Japanese encephalitis, in the state were found to have been previously vaccinated, and this is dated last July of 2015. As the state continued to reel from Japanese encephalitis, district health officials said vaccination cannot provide foolproof protection as a lot of the factors like immunity, nutrient level, body mechanism, and surroundings dictate the performance of the vaccine. All of the persons were within the age bracket that is considered to be eligible for the SA 14-14-2 vaccine. The vaccine is administered to people between 1 to 65 years of age. The 5 cases were reported from Damaji, Debragar, Golagat, and Tinsukia district. Tinsukia reported 2 cases, a 9-year-old girl from the Tea Garden community and a 54-year-old man. In March, the state government launched the vaccination program for kids in 11 districts and that for adults in 3 districts. Tinsukia District Joint Director of Health, Jyoti Buhan, said the 9-year-old girl from the Tea Garden community was vaccinated earlier as part of the district's routine immunization program, but her surrounding were unhygienic and she was not properly nourished. A bit more, but that's just another vaccine in another country that, you know, just goes to the point that not all vaccines can protect you from everything. And they make the point about hygiene and nutrition. And I mentioned before, I would rather just look up which nutrients, you know, keep my body healthy and keep my immune system supported. But I didn't mention the hygiene issue, which is a big issue because there are people out there, Dr. Suzanne Humphreys is one, who traces the paths of of certain diseases with the rise of plumbing. So the disease was on the upswing. A lot of places installed indoor plumbing in the 1800s, and then the diseases declined. And so then when you start a vaccine program, and then who do you give the credit to, the vaccine or the indoor plumbing? It carries all the waste away from where you're living. So there's a lot of that going on. What is the real source of the decline of certain diseases? And there are some charts out there that show this kind of a correlation with many diseases out there, not just, I believe it was the polio that she followed that one with. She has some very interesting articles and talks on how the definition of polio has morphed from the 50s up until now, or even from the 30s up until now. You know, they'll be vaccinating for a certain type, and it's another type that's actually affecting the community, or what they used to use to diagnose people changes over time. It might just be a matter of listing the symptoms and, okay, well, that looks like the same disease, and so they'll diagnose it that, and then it would morph into different breaking news on the political front. Ted Cruz has suspended his political campaign, and he expresses a broken heart over it, but I don't think he was a vaccine skeptic, and so I'm rather pleased to hear it myself. So, but that's my political persuasion. So, anyway, I've lost my train of thought now. This is good news to me. Anyway, the New York Times covered the movie Vax. And if you have seen the movie Vax, please give me a call. I'm going to ask again next week for anybody who's seen the movie Vax to give me a personal review of it. But so I'm just pulling them from the news media here. So from the New York Times, this is dated March 30th. So that's a couple weeks ago. Actually, it's a month ago. Polytron Festival, anti-vaccination film will run in theater. Okay. Here's a picture of Dr. Wakefield actually speaking to the camera now. It's not him and two other people hanging over the computer monitor, so they actually had the wrong picture here. Documentary about the widely discredited link. Oh, well, here they're starting off with a bad taste in my mouth from them. Between autism and vaccines, which was pulled from the Tribeca Film Festival, will now be released in a New York City theater on Friday, which is now a month ago. Its distributors have said the film Vax from Cover Up to Catastrophe was removed from the Tribeca program last week after the festival's co-founder Robert De Niro, who at first supported its screening, reversed course, saying the documentary would not contribute to a positive discussion about medical and public health issues. Well, I think they had their trolls lined up, because after he pulled it from the festival, he got on the morning talk shows, and I saw it myself where he's like, people should see this movie. People should see this movie. There are questions that we need to discuss. We cannot call it settled science, because you know what? There is no such thing as settled science. Really good science. Now, this is me taking off. This is not Robert Nero's, but good science inspires more questions. So always, always, if somebody tells you science is settled and that's all there is to it, you always have to ask more questions. And, you know, very few things are settled, and some people I've run into people arguing with me about that, and, you know, things like the world being round. I have run into people who are trying to tell me, no, it's not, because they personally have not been in space to see it. And I'm sorry, I can't be that closed-minded that I can't believe the word of somebody who's been in space to see the Earth, the world being round. So anyway, you know, they dismiss all photographs of Photoshop and all this kind of stuff. And you know what? If somebody tells me their kid reacted to a vaccine, I'm going to believe them. I don't have to see, you know, the kid get a shot and then see him get so sick over the next few days. I don't have to see it. All I got to do is listen to the parents, because I'm a parent, and I know how connected parents are to their kids, at least parents that are doing it right. And people are entitled to question what's being injected into their kids through their skin, through their immune system defenses in their gut, you know, bypassing everything and just being directed, you know, directly into their body. So the film's distributor, Cinema Libre Studio, a small Burbank, California company, said the film's message had been misconstrued. Cinema Libre said that after the film's premiere at the Angelica Film Center on Friday, the company was planning a wider release in other cities. And that's why I'm asking anybody who's seen it to give me a call. I really regretted having to miss it here in this town. But them's the breaks. Hopefully, eventually, I will get to buy the DVD. Philippe Diaz, chairman of Cinema Libre, said in a telephone interview on Wednesday that his company had decided to rush the film to theaters to counter the impression that it or its filmmaker was anti-vaccine. Nobody in their normal mind today could be anti-vaccine. That's absurd, he said. Well, I guess I'm an absurd person. Because when they started out, when it was just a few number of horrible diseases that were plaguing humanity, the idea was to pre-educate your immune system to take out the disease when it reached you. And it, you know, maybe it worked for things like smallpox and things like that. But now it's just so overwhelming that I've come to question the motives. And that's a hard thing to do, to question the motives of my fellow human beings. You want to believe everybody has good intentions. And maybe they started out with good intentions, but when the evidence starts coming back that things weren't going so well, to continue on in the face of so many thousands and thousands and thousands of parents speaking up now and saying, I saw it happen when, to continue on in that, I have reached the conclusion that there are people of malintent in the world. Those are the people I consider. They're not in it for the good of mankind. I'm not sure what their motives are. Some of it might be money. Some of it might be even worse than that. And nobody denies that, you know, the Nazis and eugenics happened in the 40s. And I have come to believe that every generation has it done. So it appears I've run out of time, and I'll see you next week.